Test Folder 7. You will hear part of a lecture about meteorites and about some craters they have created on Earth. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
For thousands of years, people have been fascinated by streaks of light flashing across the night sky. These shooting stars are actually tiny grains of dust from space that burn up in Earth's atmosphere before reaching the ground. But hundreds of times a year, a rock called a meteorite survives the fiery trip from space and lands on Earth. The vast majority are pieces of asteroids, the small rocky bodies that orbit the Sun. One November morning in 1492, a young boy saw a large stone plummet from the sky and land near the town of Ensisheim in Alsace, France. This fall is the earliest one witnessed in the Western world, from which meteorite samples have been preserved. Immediately after it fell, people began chipping off pieces as souvenirs, and fragments of the Ensisheim meteorite can be found in museum collections all over the world. When the Krasnoyarsk meteorite was found in 1749, no one believed that rocks came from space. But a German physicist analysed this meteorite's unusual mixture of stone and iron and began to convince sceptics that meteorites did indeed originate far from Earth. Antarctica is an ideal place to find meteorites because the dark specimens are easy to see against the snow and ice. As the ice sheets move, they push older ice to the surface. Powerful winds remove the ice, exposing the meteorites buried underneath. The largest meteorite on display in any museum is a 34-ton piece of iron that's just part of a much larger meteorite called Cape York. This landed in Greenland thousands of years ago, before any people lived there. Cape York originally weighed around 200 tons before it broke apart in the atmosphere. In 1947, people in eastern Siberia saw a huge fireball that exploded as it streaked across the sky, bursting into tens of thousands of fragments that made cracking and roaring noises as they fell to Earth. These iron fragments crashed into thick woodland, tearing apart and uprooting many of the trees and creating thousands of craters. Although countless meteorites have crashed onto the planet, most of the craters that they left have been erased or hidden by natural forces. Only about 200 meteorite impact craters have been found, of various sizes. Vredefort Crater in South Africa is a ring of mountains with a diameter of 300 kilometres, which seems to be a record. One of Earth's largest intact meteorite craters, Wolf Creek Crater, was long known only to the local population of native Australians. Their legend describes a rainbow snake that emerged from the crater and formed a nearby watercourse as it slithered away. In 1947, oil company geologists spotted the stunning crater during an airplane survey of some of Australia's most remote desert. Now, let's consider what we can learn from meteorites. It seems to me...